Death Disturbed by Nicholas Thirkettle. This graveyard was haunted. All graveyards are haunted, technically speaking, although the haunting tends to be sedate, low groans and creaks, chill feelings on the wind. After death takes the body, the spirit departs on its own timetable. Spirits are usually ready to go, and not long after the funeral, they relax, have a good stretch, and then pass into sleep, the sleep that takes them out of our world. Living folk don't hear much from them. Once in a while, a spirit is restless. It hasn't gotten over dying, or maybe it hasn't gotten over living. These are the ghosts of folklore. They kick out of their graves and go wandering in search of the acceptance that has eluded them. This particular graveyard faced a rare problem, though. Its latest ghost to resist the beckoning celestial music was angry, and he was loud, and he wouldn't leave. He roamed through the graveyard, ranting his complaints all night, every night. But since ghosts must make an effort to come back to human speech to express themselves, no one could translate his complaints. It was just a continuous din of ugly, haunting sounds, rattles and screeches and those scraping noises that make your whole body tense up. So anyone buried in this graveyard who had yet to pass to the next world was kept awake. And every person who subsequently died and was buried in this graveyard was also kept awake. No one was able to rest. And just like in any day of their human lives where they were inconvenienced out of sleep, they got annoyed. An aura of flinty irksomeness swelled from the whole plot of land. Some of the ghosts got together to discuss what could be done. They tried communicating with their distempered neighbor, but only got yelled at. They tried visiting some more relaxing places, but found that they couldn't pass on while separated too far from their bodies. There was no avoiding it. None of them were going to find peace as long as this angry ghoul kept phantasmagorically stomping around their block. They found a human therapist and started haunting her. Gently, at first. It's a challenge to make contact with a living soul in a way that doesn't break her sanity. It took a few months, forced her to move out of her family's old house and caused her hair to go prematurely gray, but eventually they established lines of communication and explained the problem to her. She had worked with a few living psychotics and schizophrenics in her day, and the behavior they described to her struck her as familiar. So she journeyed to the haunted graveyard and set to work, trying to establish a healthy space for the deranged ghost to express himself. She didn't make much progress towards curing him, but she was able to get him to calm down for a night or two, just enough for many of the inhabitants of the graveyard to slip into their final rest. He's still there, haunting the graveyard, railing against his demons, not real demons, but emotional ones. Once a month, she pays him a visit, so the backlog of restless ghosts doesn't build up too much. She holds out hope that she will figure out some way to get paid for doing this, or at the very least count it as pro bono hours for tax purposes. But the only thing as sure as death, it seems, is being underpaid for freelancing.